The news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, Cameroon and China advance hand in hand on the path of modernization for a win-win cooperation with the inauguration of the new National Assembly Complex in Yaounde. Flooding in Malaysia forces over 120,000 people from their homes with fears that the situation could get worse. And the second edition of the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Competition ends tomorrow, with cyclists of the Prestige Master 1 and 2 categories set to battle for prizes on the rough track. Good afternoon. The new National Assembly Complex, constructed through Sino-Cameroon cooperation to the tune of about 55 billion CFA francs, has been officially handed over to Cameroon. The inauguration ceremony was presided over by the Right Honorable Kabayigi Jibril, Speaker of the National Assembly and representative of President Paul Biya, in the presence of the Chairman of the National People's Congress of China, representative of President Xi Jinping. The ceremony, marked by recommitments to a win-win friendship between the two countries, was attended by the country's top-ranking personalities. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batitato Ikwe reports.
The symbolic ribbon to usher in personalities present at the inaugural ceremony was cut at exactly 12:59 p.m. by the Right Honorable Kabayigi Jibril, Speaker of the National Assembly, representative of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. This after he had received the symbolic key to the new National Assembly complex from the chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China, His Excellency Zhang Qingwei, personal representative of President Xi Jinping. Both officials saluted 5 decades of friendship between Yaounde and Beijing, which have yielded laudable gains for Cameroon and China in the political, economic, and social spheres, with a new National Assembly complex standing tall. A complex which the Right Honorable Kabayigi Jibril described as a temple for legislative actions and government oversight, which he said must be used judiciously to accomplish those constitutional provisions. For his part, the president of the follow-up committee of the construction works, delegated project manager, deputy speaker, Honorable Theodore Datuo, it is a work well accomplished through a synergy of actions from the Chinese and Cameroonian workforce. The 5 years of assiduous and unrelenting efforts paid off, not only with the handing over of a beautiful work of architecture, but with medals of recognition and distinction that they received during the heavily attended event. And so members of the National Assembly will henceforth deliberate in a conducive environment in an ultra-modern structure seated on the Atomungu Plateau in the Ngwaikele neighborhood of Yaounde, which has upgraded the city's outlook, as underlined by the Yaounde City Mayor, Luc Mercy Atana.
Doris Batitato Ikwe, our reporter, spoke to some members of the National Assembly who now express their satisfaction with the new complex put at their disposal. Take a listen.
Somebody said something which was very important to me. It's a symbol of the cooperation between Cameroon and China. Somebody from China who said that, which means that even they who have constructed the building are proud of what they have done. Then what more of us who have the building? It's so magnificent. It's so wonderful. It's a complex. Even in Africa, there are not many like this. And so we are really proud to have it. And we are proud of the cooperation between China and Cameroon.
I must say, I am overwhelmed. First of all, it's a privilege for us as members of parliament for this 10th legislature to witness this ceremony. It's an extreme manner to say thank you to the Chinese people for the collaboration that has been existing between the two countries. And I use this opportunity singularly to thank the two heads of states, the President of the Republic of Cameroon and that of the Chinese People's Republic. And I must sincerely say I thank our speaker and all other colleagues who, by one way or the other, sacrifice to make sure that this event is a success today. And I thank the head of state wonderfully for recognizing me. Today, I'm a commander in this country. This medal, I will never forget my stay in the assembly with this medal. I must tell you that this building will help to galvanize the relationship between parliament and its people, parliament and government.
We are most honored. It's not every country which has the opportunity to have such a beautiful monument. And we hope that many more monuments will come. Since then, we should say thank you to the Chinese, and maybe many more countries will come to assist us.
As you will know, that since the beginning of China-African Forum, President Pobia has never absented. President Pobia is the only head of state in Africa who has attended all the African-China Forum. And so we are grateful that China is recognizing this, and we are happy that today this new Nanya Assembly has been inaugurated. A comfortable environment leads to good results. And as you know, our parliamentary diplomacy will now move from an ordinary one bed to a more strategic one, because as you know, this National Assembly have offices for all members of parliament.
This new edifice speaks for itself. You know, win-win agreement is something that you should know the type of partner you are treating with. And Chinese, they have moved from theory to action. We, member of parliament, we say kudos, because the building is there. And now it is left for us, the member of parliament, to vote laws that will fit the expectation of Cameroonians.
Honorable Walang Richard Ibuan and his colleagues expressing their satisfaction following today's inauguration of the new National Assembly Complex. In more news, the largest cross-border mining project in the Central African zone is the Mbalam Nabeba iron ore project linking Cameroon to Congo-Brazzaville, the result of the combined efforts of Presidents Paul Biya and Denis Sassou Nguesso. The mega cross-border project raises hopes for a wide range of income-generating and job-creating activities with the arrival of new investors in the SEMAC sub-region. More details with you, Winston Lebga.
There are various components to this project that include the construction of a 689-kilometer railway line connecting Cameroon to Congo. Iron and steel complexes are part of the picture for the transformation of 15% of the iron produced from the various mines. This, with a weighted production of over 3 million tons of steel a year, obliging adjustments to the price of iron on the market in Cameroon and the SEMAC zone. Financial affairs experts say Cameroon stands to benefit from over 12 billion CFA francs in tax revenue, while Congo could enjoy a triple of that figure. The sustained efforts of President Paul Biya of Cameroon and Denis Sassou Nguesso of Congo are pushing the plan through, and it is projected to put the Cameroon-Congo area in the top five in the list of the world's largest iron production pools. This ambitious project is to create 20,000 jobs during its production phase.
Winston Lebga. We go to the Northwest, where the minister delegate at the Presidency of the Republic in charge of the Supreme State Audit Office, Justice Mba Acha Rose Fomundam, has distributed agricultural equipment, tons of farm inputs, and a lot more to the people of Bengui. Added to this were awards to learners of Momo Division who performed outstandingly during end-of-course examinations. Kalde Dofuke Olivier reports that Minister Mba Acha Rose Fomundam was accompanied to Bengui by Northwest Governor Adolphe Lili-Lafric.
Bengui, headquarters of Momo Division, with five subdivisions, played host to thousands of farmers, students, and community leaders who trooped to the Mbengui ceremonial grounds to welcome an illustrious daughter and mother of Momo, Minister Delegate at the Presidency of the Republic in charge of the Supreme State Audit Office, Mrs. Mba Acha Rose Fomundam, accompanied by Northwest Governor Adolphe Lili-Lafric.
The love for my people. Keep fighting for normalcy to come back. Every year, in and out, I come to them.
The recipients and beneficiaries express profound gratitude to their illustrious minister and mother of the division, and promise to stand by Minister Mba Acha Rose Fomundam in all elections.
The separatists shot on my convoy because I was coming to see them. But I didn't want to give the impression that I neglected them, and to let them know that the CPDM is a winning party. To let them know that it is President Paul Biya who gave me the permission to come here, and because he loves them, they should also love him, and that we should continue to be in peace. Let the children go to school. Continue preaching to those in the bushes who come out, because some of us, those in the bushes were born of women. The women are there. Their relatives are there. Their friends are there. They should keep preaching that they should come out.
They all appeal to President Paul Biya to accept to be the Momo candidate in the next year's presidential election. Called De Dofuka Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Back in Yaoundé, Cameroonians have been exhorted to respect the rights of all persons living with HIV and AIDS and to shun stigmatization. The call was made in Yaoundé today during a sensitization march to close the Cameroon month for the fight against AIDS in the Center region. George Muam tells us more.
From the Ministry of Public Health, the sensitization caravan went through Education, Longkak, SHU, the Patriots Monument, back to the Ministry of Public Health with a clear message.
Dr. Ketcha Dialis, I'm the chief of service fighting against HIV. Take the right part just means that we should respect the right of people living with HIV. Cameroon have done a lot. There are many interventions and strategies that have been put in place to see how we can really take into consideration that right.
It's been a busy week for the regional technical group in charge of the fight against HIV/AIDS, which will culminate on December the 1st with a gathering of all stakeholders.
The round table that we organized, some activity for advocacy and mobilization as far as those people living with HIV as concerned, and tomorrow we will end our National AIDS Day.
The 37th World AIDS Day is an opportunity to celebrate the achievements recorded by Cameroon in the fight against HIV, which has reduced the prevalence rate to 2.7.
The care offered to people living with HIV are free. Testing is free. Taking their treatment is free. Follow up. Viral load is free. So Cameroon have put everything in place so that we can offer the free services and the best quality of services to people living with HIV.
The goal is for persons living with HIV to break the silence so that the virus can be eliminated by 2030.
George Muam. Road users traveling between Ngaoundéré and Garoua have expressed their relief as ongoing maintenance works have improved the condition of the critical stretch of the National Road Number 1. The recent restoration efforts instructed by the Minister of Public Works are being hailed as officials reveal that the full reconstruction of the road is scheduled for next year. Ellis Wajibanmia reports.
The stretch between Ngaoundéré and Garoua, a vital corridor connecting the Adamawa and North regions, has long been a source of frustration for commuters due to its poor state. However, recent upgrades have significantly eased travel.
We usually spent 12 hours between Ngaoundéré and Garoua, but now it's less than 5 hours. We used to spend huge amounts of money for car repairs, but now it's better with the good roads. We thank the government.
According to the director in charge of maintenance and protection of the road heritage at the Ministry of Public Works, Sulemanu Garbati, his minister, Emmanuel Nganun Jumesi, gave clear instructions to prioritize repairs on the most affected sections.
From Ngaoundéré to Sakje, around 120 kilometers have been secured. We want to reach Pont Salah. After Pont Salah, we will try to reach Pont de la Benue.
This temporary fix is part of government's broader strategy to address infrastructure challenges in key transport corridors across the country, with the full reconstruction project expected to bring a long-term solution to the stretch between Ngaoundéré and Garoua next year. Ellis Wajibanmia, CRTV News, Ngaoundéré.
And from Ngaoundéré, we go to Boya, where the Regional Delegation of Employment and Vocational Training in the Southwest Region has started raising awareness about youth employment opportunities through partnerships. Officials of the delegation organized a forum in Boya with managers of public and private vocational training institutions to suggest better approaches to tackling youth unemployment in the country. Details with you, Tene Claudia from Boya.
Discussions during the Youth Employment Summit centered on the need for stakeholders in the vocational training sector to collaborate and help tackle the problem of youth unemployment in the region. Orok Eyong Thomas is the Regional Delegate of Employment and Vocational Training.
We realized that a good number of vocational training centers or private universities are operating without adequate structures in terms of equipment and everything. Nobody does it alone, so we felt that you can only be strong through partnerships. Those who don't have could collaborate with those who have. Our major aim is to see how we can equip our young Cameroonians with employable or job creation skills so that together through partnership and collaborative efforts, we can reduce the rate of youth unemployment in the Southwest region and Cameroon as a whole.
Participants of this summit acknowledge the importance of such initiative.
Coming with Kevin, Director of Students Affairs, Lama Metropolitan University Institute, Moliko Boya. Yes, it was really beneficial because there's no institution that is self-sufficient. So I've got in contact with other institutions that have what I don't have. I'm sure I also have what they don't have. So you're giving me a means that I have a collaborative platform with other institutions that have what I don't so that they can collaborate and make sure that we are all training one Cameroonian. So if they have what I don't have, they can always help me to so that we can have a good training for all our future youths.
Emphasis was laid on the need to equip youths with entrepreneurial skills in order to make them job creators and not job seekers.
Dene Claudia, CLTV News, Boya.
Let's go to Douala, where the Central African Republic community has organized a human investment activity in that city. This is in prelude to the 65th anniversary of the independence of the Central African Republic to be celebrated tomorrow, Sunday, December 1. Details with you, Rabiatu Jingi.
Following President Faustin Archange Touadéra's instructions to make the fight against insalubrity a common cause, members of the Central African community based in Douala continued the Kwati Kodro operation as Roderick Mbango, Vice Consul General of the Central African Republic in Douala, has initiated every Saturday 2 hours of cleaning campaigns around the city of Douala. According to Lyons Bita Bienvenue, coordinator of Kwati Kodro, this operation, which is intended to be apolitical, will continue in many localities in Cameroon like Yaoundé, Betwa, Garoua, and Garoua Boulaye, an action appreciated by many Cameroonians who have joined the initiative, as to them, it will strengthen and promote living together between the two nations. Tomorrow, Sunday, the Central African community will celebrate the 66th anniversary of the proclamation of the Central African Republic. Douala, Rabiatu Jingi for CRTV News.
And we land in the West region, where over 500 outstanding students from various secondary schools in the Noon Division have been rewarded for their academic excellence as part of the celebration marking the 448th edition of the Nguon Cultural Festival. The award ceremony at the Fumban Palace Courtyard, chaired by the Sultan of the Bamuns, His Majesty Muhammad Nabil Mbombonjoya, underscores the importance of promoting quality education as a cornerstone of nation building. Shivon Bugima reports.
Since ascending the throne, His Majesty Muhammad Nabil Forefom Mbombonjoya has pledged to prioritize education within the Bamun community. So far, over 500 students have been recognized for their brilliant performance. This initiative is part of activities marking this year's Nguon Cultural Jamboree in Fumban. The festival showcases a rich blend of cultural, artistic, and gastronomic events, with the Excellence Award as a novelty this year. Grateful for the recognition, the laureates expressed their appreciation to the Sultan and vowed to continue excelling in their studies, aspiring to become role models in their schools and contribute to the advancement of their community. In future, the Sultan, alongside other members of the elite, plan to establish the prize award ceremony as a regular feature during the festival in an effort to sustain the aspirations of the youth. Reporting live from the Nguon Cultural Ground in Fumban, I am Shivon Borma.
Sounds and colors from the Noon Division. Onto this late sad news. The late former member of the Electoral Board of Elections, Cameroon, Jules Manan Chouangele, has been buried in Ibome, in Kribi, in the Ocean Division of the South Region. The senior divisional officer of the Ocean Division, Nuhu Belu, presided over the burial. Polycarp Ati reports.
The atmosphere among family members, friends and colleagues of the late Jules Manan Chouangele at the Kribi Regional Hospital annexed mortuary was gloomy. The loved ones of the member of Electoral Council of Elections Cameroon is no longer there to interact with them as he used to do, but his lifeless body in a coffin. Confronted with the reality, his colleagues, friends, and family members had nothing to say but recounting the good works that the deceased recorded in the education community of the Ocean Division as a physics teacher, National Hydrocarbon Cooperation, SNH, ELECAM, and other sectors in the Republic of Cameroon, while comrades from his party, CPDM, said the prime role played by the late Jules Manas Swangele will forever be remembered. In a requiem set at the Kribi St. Joseph Cathedral, the Christians of the Kribi Diocese, the bereaved family, friends, and colleagues were urged to live a holy life, for the second coming of Jesus Christ is near, while the mortal remains of the deceased was set to be laid to rest in Ebome, his native village in Kribi 1 subdivision. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
Out of the country, huge flooding caused by heavy rain in Malaysia has forced more than 120,000 people out of their homes across the country. Three people have also died, with fears that the number could rise as heavy rain and storm warnings remain in place. Reports say the number of those displaced surpasses that of 2014, which saw one of the worst floods in that country. In sports, the second edition of the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Competition ends tomorrow in Bagofit, Sun City, East Region, with cyclists of the Prestige Master 1 and 2 categories to battle for prizes on the rough track. After the one of the competition yesterday, participants are programmed to take part in a cultural evening and an educational discussion today. From Bagofit, Sun City in the East Region, CRTV's envoy, Ben Collins Newberry-Wo, tells us more.
The culture and traditions of the Baka, Kaka and Gwaya people of the East Region are on display at Bagofit, Sun City. Deeply connected to the forest, these communities engage in hunting, fishing and farming as their primary activities. They are also known for their social harmony and respect for elders and tradition. Aside from the cultural performances, educational talks on the well-being of these ethnic groups are also being held at Bagofit, Sun City in the East Region. These events are taking place on the sidelines of the second edition of the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Competition, which began this Friday. According to the Senior Divisional Officer of the Upper Nyong Division, Joseph Bertrand Marchand-Jongret, this competition benefits the entire population of the East Region.
It is a marvelous opportunity hosting such an event. Economically, it's a good thing for our farmers, our producers, opportunity for our youths to have some entertainment.
With participants from the Central African Republic, Cameroon, and an expert from the International Cycling Union, the competition is gaining international recognition.
For sure, next time there will be at least two other countries. I left Minisele to make the announcement. I know that for next time we are already have other two or three countries joining the competition.
Clovis Kamzong Abosolo emerged victorious in the elite category, covering a distance of 60 kilometers, while Kenya Fojo Mariol completed the 12 kilometers of the road course ahead of the other five competitors. The event's promoter, Minister Joseph Le of Public Service and Administrative Reforms, expressed satisfaction with the proceedings.
A million thanks to the First Lady of Cameroon, Mrs. Chantal Biya, who has accepted to be our mother for this competition. Thanks to her, everything is going on smoothly.
Minister Joseph Le is set to compete in the prestige category this Sunday. Reporting from Bagofit, Sun City in the East Region, this is Ben Collins Nyeberiwo with the technical assistance from Olivia Njimoni and Ashir Beya for the CRTV News.
And now to end the news here, once again, are our top stories. Cameroon and China are advancing hand in hand on the path of modernization for a win-win cooperation with the inauguration of the new National Assembly Complex in Yaoundé today. Chairing the highly attended ceremony was the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kavayigi Jibril. Flooding in Malaysia forces over 120,000 people from their homes, with fears that the situation could get worse. And the second edition of the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Competition ends tomorrow, with cyclists of the Prestige Master 1 and 2 categories set to battle it out for prizes on the rough track. Up next, the summary of the news in the French language with you, Prisca Njeng Mengolo.
Bon après-midi. L'Assemblée nationale a son nouveau palais. L'inauguration de cet imposant complexe est tenue au quartier Ngwaikili, à Yaoundé. C'était sous la houlette du président de l'auguste institution et représentant personnel du chef de l'État, son Excellence Paul Biya. Le très honorable Kavayigi Jibril avait à ses côtés le vice-président du comité permanent de l'Assemblée populaire nationale de Chine, son Excellence Zhang. Ngwengwe. 37e édition de la journée mondiale de lutte contre le VIH-Sida au Cameroun. L'événement se célèbre demain, 1er décembre. À Yaoundé, le ministère de la Santé publique, à travers le groupe technique régional de lutte contre cette pandémie, organise plusieurs activités pour sensibiliser les porteurs du virus et leur entourage. Cette célébration est axée cette année sur le respect du droit des personnes atteintes de la maladie. Les populations de la Momo dans la région du Nord-Ouest ont reçu un important don constitué des matériaux et de denrées alimentaires. Un geste de cœur du ministre délégué à la présidence chargé du contrôle supérieur de l'État. Mba Acha Rose Fomundan a ciblé plusieurs secteurs d'activité, notamment l'éducation, l'agriculture, le transport et le sport. La nationale numéro 1 reliant Ngaoundéré à Garoua vit une véritable métamorphose. Métamorphose dégradée par l'intense trafic et les conditions climatiques difficiles, cette route bénéficie depuis août dernier d'un programme d'entretien en régie pour le traitement en urgence des points critiques. À ce jour, plus de 2154 nids de poules ont été traités. En sport, pour terminer, cyclisme course nationale VTT Chantal Biya, le Cameroun sur la marche du podium lors de la première journée de cette deuxième édition. Clovis Kamzok Abosolo dans la catégorie élite et Mariol Fodjo chez les dames. Madame, Monsieur, c'était le condensé du TriPM. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CRTV.